This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military struck Islamic Jihad targets in Gaza on Wednesday for a second day as Palestinian militants fired back, setting off sirens and sending residents to shelter as far away as Tel Aviv, Reuters correspondent Edward Barn reports.
Minutes after the strikes, sirens sounded in Israel, initially among border communities, but soon also in and around the commercial capital Tel Aviv, 37 miles north of Gaza. In Gaza, multiple contrails could be seen ascending as rockets were launched. Mid-air explosions signaled interceptions by Israel's Iron Dome aerial defense system. On Tuesday, Israel launched a series of strikes it said were aimed at senior leaders of Islamic Jihad, responsible for planning attacks against Israel. At least 10 civilians were killed in the strikes, as well as three senior commanders. Islamic Jihad had promised to retaliate for the strikes.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. Fighting in Sudan's capital escalated on Wednesday with fierce clashes and airstrikes, but rival military factions were reported to be close to a ceasefire agreement in talks in Saudi Arabia. Residents reported ground battles in several neighborhoods of Khartoum between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. Pakistan's government has called out the military in provinces roiled by violence following the arrest of former Prime Minister Imran Khan. The popular opposition leader was dragged from a courtroom and ordered held for 8 days on new corruption charges outraging his supporters and deepening the country's political turmoil. Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif denounced the violence and he approved the deployment of troops in the capital of Islamabad in the country's most populous province and in the volatile northwest. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican Congressman George Santos has been charged in a web of fraud, including stealing from his campaign to buy designer clothes, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Santos faces charges of wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and making false statements to Congress. An indictment states he stole from his campaign and took undeserved unemployment benefits, Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
There is a legal process. The charges just came out. We just saw some of them this morning. And so in America, there's a presumption of innocence, but they're serious charges. He's going to have to go through the legal process.
But Democratic Representative Ted Lieu says the House can do more if the GOP wants to.
The House is not a criminal court of law. The House has its own rules. The House can choose to expel a member.
Julie Walker, New York.
India's Prime Minister is set to make a state visit to the United States next month and will be guest of honor at a formal dinner at the White House. The story from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman.
The White House announced on Wednesday that Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi will make an official visit that will include a state dinner on June 22nd. Officials say the trip is intended to boost bilateral ties, including strengthening the defense partnership and confronting common challenges such as climate change. India is the world's largest democracy and most populated country. Modi faces international criticism for his government's crackdowns on the media and for limiting the rights of minority Muslims. Washington increasingly sees India as a bulwark against a rising China, but New Delhi has resisted a formal military alliance with the United States. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Detailed talks on raising the U.S. government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling kicked off Wednesday, with Republicans insisting on deep spending cuts the day after Democratic President Joe Biden and top congressional Republican Kevin McCarthy's first meeting in 3 months. Time is tight to avoid a historic, economically destabilizing default, which the Treasury Department has warned could come as soon as June 1st. But some areas of potential compromise emerged after the Tuesday White House meeting. A new study finds an experimental skin patch shows promise to treat toddlers who are highly allergic to peanuts. There's no cure for the common allergy. The only treatment is for children 4 and older who can consume a special powder to train their bodies to tolerate an accidental bite. The patch aims for similar treatment absorbed through the skin. Researchers reported toddlers who wore a daily patch for a year could safely eat a few peanuts. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.